And you're listening on Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good Wednesday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Breaking news out of Washington today. Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson will be resigning from office at the end of this year. The 74-year-old Republican has had concerns about his health since he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2013. And now he says it's taking a toll on him and those around him. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler joins me in the studio now to break down how we got here and what this decision means for the future of Georgia politics. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
So Isakson released a statement today that said in part, quote, "I am leaving a job I love because my health challenges are taking their toll on me, my family, and my staff." What medical issues have come up for Senator Isakson recently?
So, Ricky, for the last 6 years, Isakson has been serving in one of the highest elected offices in the land while battling Parkinson's disease. It's a neurodegenerative disease that targets motor function, and so he's been hurting for these 6 years. Over the summer, he had a fall in his D.C. apartment that fractured several of his ribs and had a torn rotator cuff, and he's been in Georgia recovering from those in the last few weeks. And then just this week, he said the doctors removed a 2-centimeter mass from one of his kidneys. And so, Ricky, if he would have finished his term out in 2022, he would be in his mid to late 70s.
Johnny Isakson is a giant in Georgia politics. He's the only elected official in Georgia that served in the state house, the state senate, plus the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. He's been in office for 4 decades. So what has been the response from both Republicans and Democrats?
So he has received overwhelming support. The one word that if you search through all of the press releases and all of the statements has been a statesman. Governor Brian Kemp said that, you know, he is the epitome of what Georgia is. You have Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms saying she's glad to call him a friend. And you will not find a more respected politician in Georgia right now or representing Georgia right now. And so this has been a huge response of outpouring from Democrats, Republicans, local, national, everyone saying, we wish you well in this endeavor.
So Isakson resigns December 31st, 2019. What happens to that Senate seat?
Governor Brian Kemp will appoint someone to fill the seat starting January 1st of next year. Then that seat is going to have a special election in next November, and it will be kind of a jungle primary thing where anyone and everyone can run, and they'll all be on the same ballot. The winner of that race, or the winner of the runoff, which will probably happen, will then hold that seat until the next election for the seat in 2022. Now, what makes that interesting is what else is on the ballot November 2020, President of the United States, and the other U.S. Senate seat where David Perdue is up for re-election.
It's not common for Georgians to have to pick 2 senators in the same election. So what does that mean for Georgia politics moving forward?
Well, so first, Washington and Georgia are losing out on Johnny Isakson's institutional knowledge. He has decades of elected service between state and national politics. You know, he is a well-respected statesman, like people said, liked by people on both sides of the aisle, a very moderate influence in the Senate, a very moderate influence on the president and things. You know, second, veterans lose a powerful ally. Since 2015, he served as the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee in the Senate and has done a lot to try to reform the VA hospitals and things like that. And third, you know, both of the Senate seats are up, so electoral politics in Georgia are really up in the air. You could see 2 Republicans representing Georgia in the Senate. You could see it split, or you could see 2 Democrats representing Georgia in the highest office in the land. And there's a lot of things that both Republican and Democratic leaders are going to have to put together in these next few months of figuring out how to either take those seats or hold those seats in the next year.
Needless to say, 2020 just got even more interesting for those of us covering elections and voters trying to keep track of everything. GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
And you can find all of our political coverage, including stories about Senator Isakson and the 2020 election, on our website, gpb.org/politics. And of course, I speak for myself, and I thank everyone here at GPB wishing Senator Isakson well in his health recovery.